Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, maybe you know him as Oliver from Hannah, Montana. He's a musician as well. His second album dropping next week at Walmart. It's called Brainstorm. Mitchell Musso making some time right now for the Ralphie Radio Show. You're a busy man these days. I had an easier time getting Kesha on my show than I do you. You're all over the place.
Yeah, I like to hear that. But it's one of those things. It's like the more, you know, I don't stop. I don't feel like. And it's good.
So Brainstorm drops November 22nd in Walmart. And you're doing like the Walmart only thing. We've seen a lot of artists do this, even like, you know, bands as big as AC/DC. Why only Walmart?
They came to us and with, you know, open arms and just like, we're super, super cool. You know, I just signed off on being my own label.
Congrats.
I'm so excited. You have no idea.
I bet.
But yeah, right? But overall, you know, just being able to go off and do my own thing and having Walmart come to the, you know, the door and say that they want to, you know, do this and this and this and this and this. And we're like, you know, we're not. Course.
That's cool that they pursued you because, as I'm sure you're well aware, a lot of times the way this works, if you're signed to a major label and you don't have an exclusive deal with a big retailer like Walmart, sometimes you don't even get to release an album. Maybe it's only a couple singles or an EP, if that.
It's very true.
Good for you. And it's coming out on a Monday as well, which is interesting. Is that how Walmart does it with their exclusives?
Yeah, it'll be on Monday. Well, we just, you know, we make it original.
Mitchell Musso here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So I noticed one of the premium packages that I believe you're selling online for this album, too. Tell me how this is working. It includes some type of like keychain, and if you bring it to a merch table before one of your shows, a couple hours before, the person that has the keychain gets to meet you. Is that how this works?
Yes, sir. There was this beautiful necklace that I bought for a girl. You know, no names, but a girl, and it was a key. It's like a big demo pack. You get the album, and you get like a T-shirt, and the first album, and all sorts of different things. But also, you get this necklace that has, you know, this key on it. But yeah, if you have the key, and you go to one of the concerts, you can come backstage and come, you know, kick it with me.
You got to be a little worried. I mean, obviously, you can monitor how many of these you sell, but I mean, it could be any concert. So you could have one concert where maybe there's five people with these chains, and then you could have a couple hundred show up at another. Are you worried about that at all?
Yeah, hell yeah.
It could be. Well, you seem kind of excited by the prospect of that.
Yeah, no, dude. Oh, dude, I'm stoked. I thought, you know, I don't mind, dude. I could sit there all day. And, you know, sign for everybody and meet everybody. I don't have anything to do.
A refreshing perspective, to say the least, considering a lot of the artists that I usually talk with on the Ralphie Radio Show aren't very hands-on with their fans, but that's always a good thing. A lot of those fans you've gained, of course, from Hannah, Montana. It's ending this fourth season, of course. I would imagine bittersweet.
Yeah, somewhat. I only did two episodes on the fourth season just because I was working on, you know, past and touring and putting, you know, another album together. All sorts of things were in the picture, and I wasn't ready to sign again for that fourth year, you know, to do every episode.
Gotcha.
But I did for two. Just when it hit the very last episode, I had to be the last one, of course.
Uh-huh.
But overall, I'm not going to say how it ends, but I can say this. I don't necessarily think it does end. It's really up to you, you know, as a viewer, as anybody who watches the show. And I'm not saying watch the show, Ralphie. I'm just saying, right, like, whoever's, you know, watching the show, they kind of make up the ending for themselves.
Mitchell, I don't want to assume or put words in your mouth, but from what I'm gathering, it's almost like we're going to have a Sopranos-type ending. Maybe it won't just cut to black and cue Journey, but there's going to be a lot of different ways to interpret how it ends.
Yeah, I mean, that would bug me so much if it just faded to black. No, I mean, you get a basic idea. You catch the drift, you know what I mean?
Mitchell Musso here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So many of your cohorts and peers make news for the wrong reasons, and you don't. What are the challenges of growing up in the entertainment business, and how do you keep your name off of TMZ?
You know, that's a tough question. First of all, I honestly, for some odd reason, think girls get the worst of it, except for Kanye West. But girls get the worst of it.
Right.
I mean, you know, other than that, I think they realize that, you know, I'm just not one to be messed with, because am I saying that I'm the best role model in the world? Hell no, and I would never say that. But, do you know, do. I think I keep a clean enough image to not really have... I'm so boring of a person that I don't really have anything to talk about to TMZ. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
I do. No, that's just the truth of the matter. A lot of those little teens, celebrities, they're like, they want to be in TMZ, and they want to do all that. You know what I mean? They live for that stuff. People you probably see on it probably want it.
So really, you know? it's almost like it's a choice, and you just choose to keep your stuff on the DL.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, TMZ doesn't just walk up to me and they start talking to me. They go, hey, Mitch, hey, man, you mind if we ask you a couple questions? And I'm like, yes or no. And most of the time, I'll be like, you know, man, I'd rather not, but I'll talk to you. You know, I'm not going to talk into your camera, but I'll talk to you. And that's, you know, just so that all the little fans, you know, all the people who are watching know, they ask us when they do things like that. It's almost scripted, you know what I mean? It kind of makes everybody look like a joke, and I'm sorry for letting out the truth. But it's like, dude, you know, you got it. I'm so, you know, sick of hearing about, like, all these people are so bad because they... you know, are looking into these people's lives. No, these people are telling their lies. You know what I mean? They're just like spilling the beans all over the place.
Getting ready to release this album again. Brainstorm hits Walmart next Monday. Mitchell Musso making some time for the Ralphie Radio Show. Mitchell, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. Good luck with the album
Always,
release.
Man, yeah, call, you know, hit me anytime.